What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Sensibly Cynical podcast. This is the season finale of On the Come Up. I know it's only been three episodes this time, but I have plenty of potential guests here for season three. But that is season three. This is season two. Lola Blue, a singer-songwriter out of Rockford, Illinois, joined me recently. She talks about her new single, Three, which is available now. The music scene in Illinois, and much more. And, like me, she's a Cubs fan, so this was awesome. But before I get to my interview with Lola Blue, check out Sensibly Cynical wherever you get your podcasts. At Cynical Sensibly on X. Instagram is Sensibly Cynical. Check out the Facebook page. We're, of course, on WordPress. Bonfire has the merch. YouTube, that's youtube.com/@sensiblycynical. You can check out Patreon. I'm trying to get that up, so that would be amazing if you could help out with that. And of course, like, share, subscribe, all that jazz. But this is not jazz. This is Lola Blue. Enjoy, everybody. All right, everybody. I am so stoked for this one, as I am for all of them, but especially this one because she is from Illinois. Lola Blue, a singer-songwriter out of Rockford?
Yes, correct. Rockford, Illinois.
Okay, so what is it about, like, Rockford, the scene, like, you like so much? Do you play a lot in Rockford, or do you branch out to other parts of the area?
Yeah. So I was born, I live in Rockford currently. I'm born and raised in Rockford. So I started singing about 2 years ago. And since then, the community of musicians here is actually pretty good. There's a lot of support between musicians, and we've got a lot of venues who love to support live music as well. So I do play around my hometown quite a lot. We do have a pretty good fan base where I'm from. But my band and I, or me when I'm just solo, I like to branch out. I go a lot into southern Wisconsin. Okay. And then a little bit into the suburbs of Chicago.
Yep,
and
I'm all about it.
all other ways. Yeah.
So my family is actually my mom is from Glassford, of all cities. Are you familiar? Okay. Are you familiar?
I've heard of it. Yes, I've heard of that.
I know, it's really small. You go down like a hill and stuff.
Yeah.
And then like the receptionist body, and you know, it's good time.
Yeah. Oh,
and,
yeah.
And I have some other family that's from Peoria, which is a little bigger.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. A little bigger. I'm definitely familiar with Peoria.
Well, yeah. So that's how, and then of course, Cubs fans. Are you a Cubs fan?
I am.
Okay,
yes.
So this is good. If you were gonna say you're a Cardinals fan, I was like,
no,
I know Cubs we're booked fan. For 30 minutes, but you know.
No, raised a Cubs fan.
Raised the right way. Whoever raised you did a good job.
Definitely. Yeah.
Are you into sports at all or anything like that?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, my dad, while I was growing up, definitely watched baseball, football. And then I played sports as a kid.
So Bears?
Bears, yes.
Yeah, the whole nine.
Yeah, I played sports in middle school and high school. I did
okay, a little bit. Yeah.
Volleyball, a little basketball.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is On the Come Up, so I want to talk to you about Three that released a little over a month ago.
Yes. Yep. The week of Valentine's Day.
So I took a listen to it. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense from the lyrics and put the time frame in. Because I mean, everyone's heard of the three words. I mean, that's what it's indicating, right? When it says three, it's indicating.
Yep.
Three words.
One night turned into two lovers said three words. That's the hook.
So is that basically what? I'm going to try to take a guess on the meaning of the song. Can I take a guess?
Okay.
And you can tell me
sure.
I'm way off. So one listen, I took it as kind of taking this person, staying with this person through highs, lows, and especially like if like going through on the road, singing and still making it through the issues and stuff.
That's spot on. Yeah.
Right.
Pretty
close.
Yeah. Yeah. The lyrics are actually pretty literal. It's the story of how I met my boyfriend and like our journey of love. So we met in one night
So
and
it's a
have
relationship song. I mean,
we haven't stopped talking since.
that's
And
awesome.
yeah, and like the 1,000 miles, I actually went to school 1,000 miles away.
Oh, I get
We
it.
still made it work. And
You
yeah,
still made
going.
it work, and so is that a lot of like a lot of your songs are country rock? Like which I saw country rock, so which one do you lean like into more, you think?
I think it depends on my mood when I'm writing songs. I love Southern rock. I grew up on rock and classic rock. I did not grow up on country at all, but I started getting into music around probably like
Really?
15, and I loved country music, so I write country. I definitely take, I think, a little inspiration from the Southern rock outlaw country kind of roots as well.
So list me some influences. Who's like who you really into, like either currently or like historically?
Well, I know I love Lainey Wilson right now. She's like
Yes,
my
of
number
course.
one inspiration at the moment. There's a band called Whiskey Myers that I absolutely love all their music.
I'll have to check them out.
They're awesome. They're Southern rock, like pure Southern rock,
Okay.
Texas country. I mean, more I grew up on like the, I guess people would call it like truck country. Like I listened to Kenny Chesney and Luke Bryan and Carrie Underwood.
Classics.
Yeah, and then like my grandma really loves Patsy Cline and Loretta Lynn, so I've listened to those as well. So pretty
Patsy
much
Cline,
everything.
one of the
Yes, I
OGs.
love Patsy. Definitely Dolly Parton. I can't forget her.
Yeah, my mom got me into like well, they were the Chicks now, I guess is what they're known as. And yeah. And
Love the chick.
yeah, and Tim McGraw. My mom was like in the old country though, like old country. Like old, but like really old country. But you ever get like random names like thrown at you from people? I feel like that's common now. It's like people just throw random names at you and you'll be like, yeah, okay, like random. You ever get that where it's like people just throw random
Sometimes.
country names?
Yeah, sometimes. Definitely get, I mean, I can't say I know every song or every artist in the
No,
world.
but you'll get like someone randomly like show like saying, oh, do you know this person? You know?
I'm like, oh,
Kind of.
a
So
little. Yeah.
what are you playing on, like bars, like festivals? What are we talking about here?
I usually so music is my full-time job. So pretty much every Thursday through Sunday, in the summer it's like all week, but currently it's like Thursdays through Sundays. I sing at bars, restaurants, just live music venues. This summer, my band's gonna be at a couple festivals. So yeah, pretty much everywhere.
So how did talk about how you started? Like how did you I know you're you got a good following and everything like that. Like over 200 views on YouTube with this song. So how did you first start getting like traction? Was this like during like the like pandemic where it was hard to like book and stuff like that? Talk about how you started, like when
Yeah,
you got a following and stuff.
so I graduated 2020 from high school. So it was during the pandemic, I was at home, everyone was at home, whatever. And then I tried going to college, which I went to Florida. I'm from Illinois, so I went to Florida,
That's
and
where I live.
I loved it there. I really do, but I missed my family, my friends, my boyfriend. So I came back home. I had a job. I was doing a couple classes at my local community college, and I started teaching myself guitar. And then I posted a video of me singing, and just a lot of friends and family were like, I love this, keep posting this kind of stuff. And eventually, I just made like couple social media accounts just for music, and it just kind of went from there. I started writing more, and people really enjoyed my writing. So yeah,
So like social media influences and stuff, you know?
definitely, definitely, yeah. It helped. I mean, nowadays, like, I mean, I couldn't
I'm from
imagine.
the old days, Lola.
Yeah.
So, you know, I could go the way I grew up, I'm not like super old, but the way I grew up is things are like totally different now.
Yeah.
I remember this is back in my day, but I remember like there was LimeWire, which I don't know if you've heard of, but people used to download
Yeah.
just like it's like an MP3,
Yeah.
and they would just like yeah, these is called CDs and stuff. So society, it's come a long way.
Yeah, well, my grandma still asks me if I'm gonna go to Nashville and knock on doors and give them my
Hand out
CD.
blank discs.
Yeah.
Are you gonna
Yeah.
do it? Are you gonna do it? Are you gonna listen
I
to
don't
the
know, maybe.
family orders?
Maybe. If it helps.
Yeah, so you got a fun story like on the road. You talk about, you know, your experiences as an artist in these songs. You got an experience you can share, like funny story, something that's ha happened at a bar.
Oh, I've got quite a few. Actually, I guess my most recent one.
Okay,
So
go ahead.
I was just 3 weekends ago, 3 weekends ago. So the last week of February, my band was in Battle of the Bands. We were competing to be in the Hodag Music Festival, which is a really large country music festival up in Wisconsin.
Okay.
And we had 5 songs. We were on the third song,
Yeah.
and I was dancing a little bit, and I actually tore my ACL and dislocated
Whoa.
my knee on stage. So I'm in a cast right now, getting
That's
around the
wild.
crutches.
Well,
I just,
I hope you
yeah.
feel better and everything like
Thank
that and
you.
things, you know.
Yeah,
It's like
but.
we were talking about irony is we're talking about sports earlier, and that happens. I mean,
Yeah,
it's not
you
funny,
would
but I'm
think
just saying
that.
it's like a coincidence that we were just
Yeah,
talking
you
about
would
that.
think like, oh, she plays sports. No, I was just singing.
But that's the thing about it though, is it's people just think that, you know, going on these tours and stuff is like it's not easy. Like
No, it.
just 'cause you're not like physically playing a game and, you know, whatever, doesn't mean you're
Yeah.
not still athletic. I mean, I have my cousin and things like that, like they were doing like dance classes and stuff, not, you know, and singing and stuff. So I don't think it gets enough credit, like the physical like
Yeah, I
grind, you know?
totally did not expect like that to happen.
Yeah, that's
But
crazy. People were probably empathetic and understanding
definitely,
as a
yeah.
kid
I
too.
mean, the only positive was like the entire crowd followed me on Facebook, so that was
Really?
pretty fun. But yeah, so that's one of my most recent crazy stories. I
Yeah,
guess
sounds like it.
Last year, I actually wrote a song about this, which will be coming out probably the fall.
Okay.
Last year, I was leaving a gig. I had like my trailer and everything, and I had texted my mom. I was on my way home, and 2 minutes later, I had to call 911
What?
because a deer jumped through my windshield.
Say that again. A deer?
A deer jumped through the windshield.
Illinois people.
Yep.
Illinois.
So I wrote a song
Midwest.
about deer, and
I
yeah.
mean, yeah, I've listened, like I've had plenty of country artists on, and I've heard songs about, you know, romance. When you say deer, someone did a song Dear John, like John Deere in reverse. So
Yeah.
I've heard it all, you know.
Yeah.
So how's the release gone? I know it's only been a month, and how's it going with three?
It's pretty good. I mean, at my local shows, I'll have random people come up and request for me to sing it. So there's people listening to it.
You hand out QR codes and stuff.
And then I've got it's being played on radio stations worldwide. So I'm a part of the Midwest Country Music Organization.
Oh, fancy.
They have a radio station on about 36 36 local or Midwest radio stations. They have a segment on it for independent originals. And so it's being played on that radio station, which is really cool. And then I have some college radio stations. I just had a friend come back from, he goes to Mizzou, and he's
Missouri,
like,
sure, Tigers.
and he was like, I heard your song on the radio. That's super cool. I've got Sacramento State, I know, is playing it.
Wait, that in California?
Super awesome. And then I've even got a couple radio stations that have reached out from like Australia or
Nice,
Canada,
that's crazy.
and they're playing it as well. So it's getting some good traction. I'm very proud of it. Social media wise, I have been posting it on TikTok, which I feel like is the best way to promote your music, personally, to get people on social media to listen to it, which it did well. And so I'm
All
very
right.
proud. And it's only my second song out, so there's
Like
definitely
ever?
like, yes, ever.
There you go. There you go.
So
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
no, I was just gonna say, like, there's definitely things like from this release that I have learned to do or to not do that I'm gonna do with my next one. So
Speaking of your next one, are you gonna have like an EP, like three or four songs together in one thing? Like, what are we talking about?
actually, I am going
I
in
don't
2 days.
want to
No,
spoil
it's
anything.
okay. It's okay. In 2 days, I am going up to Minnesota to record with the producer who also did three. And we're doing three songs, and it's going to be part of an EP, and it's going to be released on May 24th. So,
Okay, there you go. Shout
very
out.
exciting.
Who do you th who's like in your playlist right now? We were talking about some of the like
Oh,
historically
goodness.
greats. What about right now?
Let's
Like
see.
who do you got?
We look at my current
Oh,
country
you're for
songs.
those not listening to the video version, she's just straight up going to her phone.
I'll list them off. I've got
Or
Sierra.
watching the video, and I don't know. It's been a long day.
I've got Sierra Farrell. She's like kind of Americana bluegrass, and I'm absolutely obsessed with her at the moment. I've got some Chris Stapleton. I've got some Carrie Underwood, a new band. Well, he's not new, but new to me. Lucas Nelson, Willie Nelson's son.
That's what matters. You know, it's new to you. You know, who cares
Yes,
about other people?
exactly.
Who cares about other people? New to you.
Right. I got a little Shania Twain, Miranda Lambert.
Shania Twain's old as time. Like classic, timeless.
Leonard Skinner. And then I guess like I love Hardy, anything Hardy right now. He is amazing. So
And your greatest of all time, who do you think? Who's number one, putting you on the spot?
I can't. It
No?
depends because there's like men and women, and there's different like sub-genres.
don't know, Lola. I think you're trying to cop out here. I don't think you're.
Maybe.
All
I don't want anyone to be
right,
mad.
no pressure, no pressure, no pressure. All right, where can people find you on social media? Actually, before that, where can people find three? And then we'll get to
Free
your.
is on every all your favorite music streaming platform: Apple Music, YouTube, Spotify, Amazon, Pandora, all of it.
All right. And social media, what's your social media
Social
handles?
media. I've got TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and then like Threads, a couple other things. They're
Threads. I
all
haven't heard that one in a while.
They're all Lola Blue Music, LOLABLU music. And then I also have a website, and it's lolablumusic.com.
All right, Lola, thank you so much for your time, and go Cubs, okay?
Yes,
All
thank you for having me.
right, bye.